Okay, today's daf is Shabbos Kuf Mem, and we're going to talk about Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah, again, every daf in Shas is connected to Talmud Torah. Obviously, we're going to speak about one aspect of Talmud Torah in terms of what one should be learning. Again, there can be many shirim about this too, but we'll just quote a couple of sources. What does today's daf have to do with Talmud Torah? And that is a comment of the Chassam Sofer on the daf. So we know on Kuf Mem Amud Beis, we have a lot of advice that Rav Chisda gives to his family, Bar Bei Rav, or to yeshiva members. He talks about investment purposes. He talks about eating habits. So Rav Chisda says, right in the third of the way down, Omar Rav Chisda, Bar Bei Rav, a yeshiva boy, a yeshiva, a learning young man, to lo nefishalei rifta, who does not have so much bread, lo livtza bitsuei, should not be livtza bitsuei. What does that mean? Rashi, lo yochal achshav ma'at pas, sheyimsalo, ula achar shah ma'at. Don't eat a little bit. You have a little bit now, eat it now. Have a little bit later, eat it then. Bebnish ein lo derech sviya. That will not satiate you. El yitzaref v'yochal miyad. But what should you do? You should save it up and then eat a big meal. Instead of eating three little snacks, eat one big meal. That will be better for you in terms of satiation. That is the comment of Rav Chisda. Chassam Sofer says, as some of the other Mefarshim say, that many of these items on the list have to do not literally with food or what it looks like, but there are other ways to understand. And he says this is about Talmud Torah, and that is one should focus on one Mesechta and get that down and learn the whole Mesechta and be satiated from it. A little bit of this one, a little bit of that one, a little bit of that one, he says, which is very common in his day. That is a problem, right? That's why they started yeshiva. One of the aspects of yeshiva is Volozhin. The Netziv says, no, you go, Rav Chaim Volozhin, first, you go straight, and you start with the Zman, with one Mesechta, and just go straight. You don't just pick and choose parts of a Mesechta. So that's what the Chassam Sofer says right here on this line. Tochachas Musar L'Gaone Hazman B'Lolev. It's a Musar to those great Gaonim that aren't focusing. V'yifatu b'fiyem elef shiurim shekol b'chol zman lo yaspik lahem me'atam. L'fishen ma'mikin eitzel l'hagdol tushia. V'od katacheres ro'a mehem midalgim ke'ein psischim v'ivrim. Like the lame and the blind. Mekafsim alaharim. Mivalim zman zmanim tuva b'li limun v'sechta klal. Ki ma'at b'mesecha zu. U'ma'at b'zu. V'hova lo shchicha lehu rifta lo livsa b'itzua. That's what the Chassam Sofer says is a remez in this line to focus on one mesechta. So again, he gets into different types of learning. He says focus on one mesechta. If you look at the Shurim Sirena Balacha here, he quotes a number of sources relating to this topic, and therefore we will start with that a little bit. He quotes a number of sources that talk about the element of Lamaisa. Loman Amanas Lasos. We know there are different types of learning. There's learning Lashma and Loman Amanas Lasos, as we'll talk about soon. You know, let's just do that right now. First, from the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi in Parshas Mishpatim notes that there are, he starts off with, we'll start off this way. He says, he quotes the Gemara in Masech HaShabbos, B'shash Shikdim Yisoh Nasa L'Nishma, when they said, when Makdim Nasa T'Nishma, Yardu Samach Ribo Shemalach HaYasharis, Malachim came down and gave each one of them a crown, one Kedega Nasa, one Kedega Nishma. V'yesh L'Havin, says the Beis HaLevi, B'shash Shikdimu V'lo Amar B'shash Sha'amru. What's the emphasis of Shikdimu and not Sha'amru? Right, it was the Hagdama that somehow was their godless. The Raka Yide Hagdama Zachu Lahani Shnei Ksarim Vishlav and Hechtali the Hagdama. What is the Hagdama? Says the Beis Halevi, quoting from the Zohar, Yadua, Delibat HaTorah Hu Mishnei Panim. We know there are two different aspects of Talmud Torah. Echad, two different tochen, two different contents. Echad Kedei Leida Hechu Malasos. To know what to do. To know what to do. You can't know what to do in Judaism unless you learn about it. And this aspect of Talmud Torah applies to women too. Even though the Gemara says that women are pturas from Talmud Torah, that's not from this part of Talmud Torah, to know how to keep Shabbos and to keep kashrus. Also women are unobligated in the Limit Torah. Like he goes to the Beis Yosef, that women say Birchas HaTorah because they are obligated in the mitzvos HaNogos Behen. Right? That's the Svara of the Magen Avram. there in the halacha, the siman about berachas haTorah. Amnam, but says the Beis Halevi, ba'anashim ish od ma'ila echad al anashim. But there's another aspect that men are obligated in, and not women. The nashim believe mudam in a makaymos shub mitzvah sasei. Rak havi mavo l'kiyim ha-mitzvos. Right, when women are learning Torah, it is a hechsher mitzvah for the mitzvah. V'nimtza dalimud etzlam havi mavo la'tachlis, u'kiyim ha-mitzvah lo havi tachlis ba'atzmo. Aval ha-nashim, harei alimud gam mitzvah asei la'atzmo. But by men, the mitzvah is independent. K'mo ba'nachas tefillin v'chadoma. V'nimtza havi beiz b'chinos, mavo la'mitzvos. Right, and that is a double, and that's what he says. That's the shot of the Gemara Maseches Menachos, Daf Tzadi Tes, where the Gemara says, "Shol, as Rabbi Shua, the nephew of Rabbi Shmuel, as Rabbi Shmuel, goni ani shalamati kol haTorah kula. I know all of Torah. Could I learn Chachmas Yevanis?" So what does he answer? Find a time that it's not day and night. What does that mean? He knows everything. The answer is separate from knowing everything. There's a mitzvah of lishma. Da'achiyev havei mishum kiyev hamitzvos. Hakfar yatzabo kima diyodeya kol haTorah kula. Heich lasos dedavar hanaseh leizeh tachlis ein lo lahemshach yoser mikifiyat tzorach lozo hatachlis hamavukash. If you're trying to gain a goal, once you've gotten that goal, then that's it. V'rach mikol makom chayev mitzam etzem hamitzvah sholimen haTorah. That's why. V'hine, now he gets back to Nasa v'Nishma. Im ha'yo omer m'Yisrael Nishma v'Nasa, if Yisrael Nishma v'Nasa will learn and then will do lo ha'yo b'mashma kabbalasam, rak all mitzvos. I would have only understood that maybe they're accepting to do all mitzvos because it's Nishma v'Nasa. They're going to learn in order to know what to do. Eloshim l'chrach en lo mod kodeh, p'lei she'yedu heich lasos. V'ya Nishma nimshach u'mavo l'Nasa, v'Nasa avitachlis. That's why they said Nase. Umuvan me'elav shemachrachin lomod mikodem. We said Nase makdim l'nishma. If you say Nase, you must have learned beforehand in order to be able to do the Nase. And then they said Nishma. The nimsa davi nishma tachlos mitzad atzmo gamkein. The gam shelo yitzarcho lomod mishemasiya gamkein yomodu mitzad atzma. That's the galus of Nase v'nishma. And he quotes other sources, the Gemara Nedarim Pei Aleph of Eshel Berchu Batara Tchila. That's the Beis Halevi. But again, step one in learning is lomod amanas la'asos. Obviously, the next step once we do that is also limud lishma. But there is a group. There are many sources that talk about the importance of studying Torah lamaisa. Yes, there's aspects of the second type too. But there are many that talk about lomod amanas la'asos. The Mishnah Perkei Avos says lomod amanas la'asos. The Sefer Chasidim Tuf Tuf Reish Yud Aleph Yomod Tchila Masha Noagim Tadir V'Yuchal Lomod La'Acherim. First focus on what's very common. Shim yomo tchila seder kachim. Vadayin eni yodeya sederim shetzrichim lehem b'chol yom. If you learn kachim first and you don't know about what you need every day, kamo, shchita schulin v'shabbos v'brachas. V'chayotzi behem, right, shchita and brachas, and shabbos and kriyashman and tefillah. Ki kishalomid elu yebalibo kadeh lulami la'achirim. V'lo yitachim la'osam shalomdu adayim mesechtos hatzrichim lehem. L'horos b'chol yom, she yomo lehem mesechtos shenoagim limos ha-mashiach. He's not against it, but there's an order. Ube makam shish machlokas b'masa umatan sorach lasok b'sid nezikin. And if you're going to have to be in a situation of choshem mishpat, obviously you have to study nezikin. V'afilu k'shalom eishar sedarim kid de Rav Yehuda. Even if you're studying other sedarim, that's the Sefer Chasidim. The Mishnah Berurah emphasizes this. The Mishnah Berurah in the Hakdama to Hilchos Shabbos, he talks about you can love Shabbos, you can think Shabbos is amazing, but if I don't study Hilchos Shabbos, then I'm not going to be able to participate. Ach be'eze inyan nuchalovo lezua madrega sheyishmer Shabbos b'chol pratov ha'etsa yutza lazeh lezareiz es atzvo lumen hilchos Shabbos v'lachzer alei tamid kedei sheyeda ha'aser v'amuter di'lav hachi. If you don't do this, says the Mishnah Berurah, afilu yilmod kol inyanim ha'musarim ha'mezorzim l'shmiras haShabbos karo. Even if you learn every Musar book, how important Shabbos is, lo yoa lo is not going to help you. Like the Medrash says in Mishlei, la da'as chachma u'musar. Im yesh biyado shel adam chachma, hu yachol lomo musar. V'im ein biyado shel adam chachma, ein yachol lomo musar. What does that mean? V'akavana, dim toe be'ikir ha'inyin, shechoshev she'im bazeh v'chal iser. If I don't know that something is usar, ma yo'o lo ha'musar bazeh. How is it going to help me? V'achanami b'inyoneinu, im hu choshev alei zedar she'in zeh v'chal malacha, o shvus, lo yo'o lo shum nisar. And he quotes so many examples from different malachas. He quotes from the malach of Tzeda and from the malach of Kibui, malach of Borer, Dosh, Lisha, Malabin, Bishol, all of them. So then he quotes from the Ur Metumim, Yaakov Emd, Rionis and Ibishitz, Ki Efshar Klaub, Bemitzius, She Natal Mi Yisr Shabbos, and Lo Yimo Kaladinim, Alburiam, Hetev, Hetev. And therefore, one has to study in order to know, in order to know. Again, this is the same Chafetz Chaim, the same Mishnah Brura, that emphasizes how much we have to learn Kachim. Because he feels that's Lamaisa too. So again, we have to study Hilcha Shabbos to know Hilcha Shabbos, but we also have to study the halachas of Kadshim and Taras, because those are crucial. If you look in the Ma'amar Torah Or, which is the Hakdama that he wrote, the 12 Prakim that he wrote for his Asifas Akenim, that he wrote as a He took a number of the Achronim, the Tzon Kachim, and the Berchaz HaZavach, and he compiled them and published them in one Sefer, and he wrote a Hakdama. So in the Hakdama to the Hakdama, Ma'am Torah Or is the Hakdama to the whole Sefer, but if you look in the Hakdama to the Torah Or, he quotes, V'hinei ra'inu b'avonoseinu ha'rabim, sha'aseder hazeh hu aluv ma'od, Kachim has been forgotten, she'in matzui misha yilmo bo, v'afilu misha lomdo, ein aru alasum iyuno bo. And even if you learn it, people don't are ma'ayin it. Levad b'chad me'elef mi'yehudi adar. One in a thousand. V'yafilu mi'shalom et ha'shas keseder eina matzi yishi'asuk bo b'izboninus. Leida heite bi'ur ha'sugya v'amaskana la'halacha. Rak b'avar ba'alma k'gori b'varches ha'karbanos. Like you read karbanos in the morning. But you don't read a la'halacha. So the Chafetz Chaim is very focused on halacha l'maisa. But he's saying kachim is halacha l'maisa also. And even when we learn Kachem, we have to know the Lamaisa about the Karbanos. Ube'emes ma'ashefligu chazal binyani yediyas ha-Karbanos. Well, we learned the Megillah Lamed Aleph. So people know that Gemara because it's in Megillah. Kfartikati lamseder ha-Karbanos, gamkein, ena kavanah sheyomer ha-psukim levad, v'lo yada pirushin ubi'uram. It doesn't mean they should just say the psukim. I have no idea what it's talking about. Elashi is bonein b'chol karban v'charban. Ofanei akravaso. Right, we focus on every karban, how it works, and when do you bring an ola and a chatos and a shlamim, all the different details about when you're mechuyev and how you do the zrikas. Umasha nomar b'shulchan aruch shalachar kriyas haparshios yomar yehi ratzon kiilu hikrafti haynu osam shein yodim lilmod lahavin aval amisha nasan lakadosh baruch hu lev lilmod mitzvah lilmod seder kachim. You have to learn kachim. Shigadeshim yizke. Yeda adidim shall carbon of a carbon. Kasher anu mechakim b'chol yom abiyas mishiach sedkenu ubinyan beis hamikdash. And that's why he says we have to make sure that we spend time focusing on it, even though you might think it's not lamaisa, it is. And then he says towards the bottom of the end of that paragraph, Alva be'emes kol dvarenu hu lanashim acharedim l'dvar Hashem shalachasu lemu umachas v'shalam yikari adas umayan feha. He's says, fine, those who don't know Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Kashrus, that's what you should focus on first, like he writes in the Mishnah Brura, in Chelek Gimel. But those who have the ability have to focus on the Seder too, because it's also Lamaisa. V'kabal Hashem shekasha yikaru ha-ma'amorim shekivasi b'kuntras hazeh, b'devre chazal, yimsu rabim b'kiyin bo, everybody should be b'kiyin in this regard. And again, the Chafetz Chaim was very supportive of that. Remember, he also wrote Halacha L'maisa on Mesechtas that the Rif didn't write on Sota and on other Nazir, he wrote a riff-like commentary on those Mesechtos, because he thought those were Lamaisa, and one has to focus on them as well. So again, Lilmod Amanaz Lasos is crucial. There are two tshuvas that I just wanted to read you from that are both fascinating. Again, they're Maramakom Ani. It's a different type of shir than some of the other ones. Just the Maramakom, mentioning some of the sources. If you look in the Chavos Yair in Simen Kuf Chav Dalad, fascinating tshuva. He's asked about, what should I be learning? What should I be learning? He, by the way, has the idea already of Daf Yomi, 300 years before Rav Meir Shapiro, 400 years before Rav Meir Shapiro. He writes there, Rabim Omrim Sheyilmad Kol Yom Daf Echad Oshnayim B'Shas. He has that as a possibility when he talks about what different people say. For Rabim Omrim Sheyilmod Turim V'Yesh Omrim Sma. V'umavakish panai, and they're asking me, what should one learn? So he has a beautiful line. Hine kashem ma'od l'karev eze limudim l'rachik sasam. I can't tell you what to learn and what not to learn. And that's going to push away some types of learning. Bashar kulam ahuvim, kulam berurim, kulam omdim berumo shel olam. All learning is great. V'achana lahamsi taklas ha'mavukash, shu ashlamas ha'nefesh. Every learning brings you to perfection of the soul. V'chalila li lomar shmua zu na'eh, v'zu eino na'eh. I can't really say that. Rak mitzad shebechol chachma ikaro haseder vahadarga anachona hachanami basagas chachmas haTorah vaday Talmud ein lechamid haTorah. Now he goes through different types of learning. Gemara, nothing better. Ein lechamid haTorah yemena. Achein hu derech rachok ma'od ma'od, but it's hard. Kim yomad im gapat, right? Gemara pirush Tosfos hakavu asham believe manachali o daf echad mehashas vu dai v'yoser. If you focus on one daf very well and you go at that type of pace, nimsa yivale kamishanim ashi iskamu biyado dalad he mesachtes gedolos. You'll spend many years. You do a couple of mesachtes if you really focus on the learning of the Gemara as you should. And the same thing if you learn tur and sma, it's a slow process. But again, maybe that's what one should be done. Ve'ein roi lumais me'ashiloch ahochem la'alat yish pem yipri koach v'schus. Bishum de Tadir, Shuchovas Hayom. Maybe you should focus on that, on the Halacha Lamaisa. Sheroy Ladas Kolish Biyisro, Vuchilak Arachayim, Vyacharkov Chilak Yeradea, Shagamke, Matova Manoim, Sheyed Lavin Laharos Bebesot, Varam Kalim, Shem Kibiata Bukurcha. You should focus on Lamaisa. And then he says, "Bedorosenu zeh hachilak hamufkar batov chilak arachayim kishmo kenu yoshev shachul v'galmud." But nobody learns it. You should learn the Maisa Arachayim, but nobody learns it. Ainish Samalev, everybody's learning the Zikin and Kachim, but they're not learning Arachayim, especially Moed Katan, which people stay away from. Vihinei Bedoras Arishonim, Lefi Masha Shamati, and he quotes others. He says, what I heard in earlier generations, they focus a lot on Emunah and philosophy. Hayushom Am Balomdim, Bebachrusam, when they were younger, Sefer Ha'akedah, Vakarim Vakuzari, Vedugmasan, Bebreshaya Komagamasan, Lashlamas Nafsham, Shu Emunah, Besharashi Adas. That's what you need maybe when one is younger. Obaze Yafe Osindoras Halalu. But nowadays, he says, you know, I would say, if you have the Emunah Pshuta, you don't have to focus so much on those Svarim. You don't have to focus. Yafa ose doros halolu shemisrachim eoso alimudim ki tovi yafe lanu ulavanenu laham in heemunos hamutalam aleinu bali chakira. Interesting. Then he continues a couple of paragraphs later and he says, dikduk, you should know basic laws of dikduk, but you don't have to go so deeply in to know every type of detail that might come up. But then he talks about Mishnayos. Mishnayos. Limud Mishnayos hu muvchar sheyargal adam es beno me'esha zacha likro halacha barov hashas shel yilmod imo rabo perek echon Mishnayos b'chol yom. Learn a perek every day. Uver prakim achamurim v'aruchim chati perek. And if it's a long perek, do half a perek. V'yashgiach sheyachzer tamen aleihem b'li his rashlus, right, without weakness, ubali le'us, ubakal yuchal akabal zeim limud gapat. It's okay, you can do that. Along with learning your Gemara, do a parak of Mishnayos. V'to'eles v'tachlis gadol, l'chol limud v'acharkach. It's going to be a huge help for your learning. And now that we have the Bar Tanura, he says, hu shas mamish. If you learn Mishnayos for the Bar Tanura, he says, it's like learning shas. But the Bar Tanura recently had come out. And therefore he says, that's what my father did with me. We learn Mishnayos every day. And therefore, that is something crucial. But again, he talks about all different types of learning in this case. Rav Ovadia in Hakdama Tiabia Omer also has a number of important comments regarding Limud. And again, his focus is Lamaisa. Lamaisa Mesechta should come first. He says, I don't know why so many people in our generation spend time, they can't even answer a basic question in Halacha, and they spend their time on learning on Pilpul and other deep in Yanim. He says, you have to know what the Halacha is. You have to know exactly what to do. So at least to spend some time on the Halacha Lamaisa, that is crucial. Then he has a couple of paragraphs where he talks about Achronim. And he says, the later Achron arguing on an earlier Rishon. He quotes many sources that, no problem, as long as one is doing it with Torah and you're at Shamayim, and you've gone through these sources, and one is a major leaguer and has the right to argue, then it's the chiv to argue. Od rega echad, he says, al dvar mitzafzufim umahagim shein lachlog al sibri achronim. Uberosim sefer chadash shabal achriya negadeza achron safi kakruchya. They find like one achron argues another achron. How can you do that? He quotes many sources about this. Says the Trumas Hadeshen, Lama lo yachlok al rabo, haloka chois adarka shal Torah bimei atanoim, v'rabbeinu HaKadosh cholik al aviv, v'rabo Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, v'rava cholik al rabo, v'rush cholik al maharam, shay rabo muvak. And also look in the Trumas HaRadvaz, look in the Trumas HaRush. He says, Ein l'machaber sefer o l'mora dayan li'oz rak k'chamor hanosei svarim. You shouldn't just be a camel that are just carrying svarim. Ela alav la ayin heitev ulahachria bahalacha asher tasig yadi you know and should be machriin alacha based on what you come up with. Again, if you're a posik, vayashem im hashofet ela yishko bepelas svarosah bachrayin kadas yuchal gamkin lacha galsiv reachronik shalibo l'shamayim. And he quotes that dama to the balamor haemes ahuv min hakol. Doesn't matter how you're arguing, the MS is the most of. And then he quotes from the Rid, the Chuvas Arid, famous Chuvas Arid, Siman Salmach Beis, where someone asked him, how could you argue on the earlier generations? He says, even if it's Yeshua Ben Nun telling me, I won't listen. Interesting, he doesn't say Moshe Rabbeinu. And then he quotes, Ani don ba'atzmi mashallah philosophim. Sheshalu pam agadlo shabayim. Philosophers ask. He says, Anu modim sharishonim chachmu v'skili yosmi menu. The early generations are smartest. How could you argue with them? So he gives the answer. He says, if I ask you a question, you have a midget and a giant. Who sees father? The giant. What if the midget goes on top of the giant's shoulders? Now the midget sees father. We're on their shoulders. We see all their chachma laid down in front of us. So we have it. We're on their shoulders. And therefore we can argue. Quotes from the Ruach Chaim Yivalajan from his commentary on Pirkei Avos. Aser lo l'talmud l'kabel divrei rabo kishi yish lo kushios aleim ulufamim yeh emes ma talmud kamoshe eitz katan malikas agadol. And therefore one is allowed to, he says, obviously only with charadas kodesh ba'achno yisera, and very carefully one has to do it. But either way, this is some elements in terms of Torah. Interesting, there's one final point, and that is, what about learning Torah on Shabbos? We're learning Masechta Shabbos. So Shulchan Aruch discusses in Reish Mem Hei in Yeredeya, maybe one should learn new material on Shabbos because it's hard to be collated and to teach children new Torah is harder. Pischei Tshuva there says maybe the opposite. Maybe Chazara is harder. New is at least exciting if people are more into it. So one should do whatever one is comfortable doing, whatever one enjoys. The Shari Tshuva says in Shimon Reish Sadi, one should be Mechadish on Shabbos because the Neshama goes up to Shemayim. And they ask, what were you Mechadish today? Either way, one should focus on learning and focus on what one enjoys. Okay, we'll stop here.